This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by the Indiana State Knights of Columbus. And now, here's today's program.
Hello, this is Faith in Action, Catholic Radio Indy's weekly program examining faith, hope, and charity in our everyday lives. I'm your co-host, Gordon Smith, and with me is my co-host, Bridget Ayer.
Hello, hello. Great to be with you.
Happy to be with you too, Bridget. You know what has really been bothering me lately?
What's been bothering you, Gordon?
Sometimes I will be driving down the road, and I live in Hamilton County, and I listen to our signal on one channel in Hamilton County and another in Indianapolis, but sometimes it kind of fades out. It gets a little fuzzy.
Like right at the good part, too, doesn't
right.
it?
Right. Eek. And it's something that's super interesting. So we have a solution for that now, and I want you all to do this. As I'm speaking, it would be super cool if you'd pull out your smartphone, go to your app store, and type in Catholic Radio Indy, all three words, and load that program. And then when you pull that icon up, you'll be able to hear Catholic Radio Indy loud and clear, perfectly loud and perfectly clear, 24/7, with no fuzz out, no fade out.
It's awesome, isn't it?
It is awesome, and it's a big help. And if you have it hooked into your car radio, you can just listen right along and play it right through your car speakers. So please do that as soon as you can. In fact, do it right now.
Gordon, were you going to lead us in prayer?
I will. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
With deepest humility, we adore you, our Lord and God. You have made our souls your dwelling place. We adore you as our Creator, from whose hands we came and with whom we long to be happy forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Well, we have a two-part show for you today. We are approaching Advent at just right around the corner. Depending on when you're listening to this show, it starts the Sunday right after Thanksgiving. And our topic today is how to prepare for Advent, because it always creeps up on me and I don't have my ducks in a row. So we're going to help you get your ducks in a row. In the second half of our show, we're going to be talking about sisterhood, basically kind of Catholic drama. So here to talk about both of these topics are our guest in studio, Sandra Hartlieb. Welcome to Faith in Action.
Hi, Bridget. It's great to be here.
And before, when we were talking a little bit about the downloading the app, you were your eyes lit up, and you were dying to say something, but you can say that now. Go ahead and say what you wanted to say.
It's really awesome. because it does happen. Your signal goes in and out. And if you're just listening through the radio, and the app just like you said, makes it loud and clear, Gordon.
Perfect. Thank you.
Well, I actually listen to the app when I'm working out, and even when I travel, because I know Gordon and I have talked about that when we travel. You know, you could be, you know, halfway across the world, and you could still be listening to Catholic Radio Indy, yeah. which is awesome.
I've actually pulled it in from the Holy Land.
Well, now you're just showing off, Gordon.
Yeah, I'm showing off. Sorry.
Well, I want to talk about Advent. We have people that are not Catholic,
yeah.
But our Christian brothers and sisters celebrate Advent. But what is Advent? What is that?
Wow, good question. And you know what? Advent is often overlooked. It's a season that people don't know a lot about, as you said. And we often want to go from Thanksgiving to Christmas in a nanosecond.
Yeah. Actually, you know, even in October, you know, the I guess it's the Hallmark Channel already is rolling out Christmas in October.
Exactly. So Advent is this beautiful season of waiting. And you can really relate it to little kids waiting for Christmas. You know, we have this anticipation about something that's wonderful that's about to happen, but it's not here yet, and we have to wait for it, and we have to prepare. You know, when we're thinking about Christmas, and you're thinking about having some guests come over, you're thinking about all of the exciting things that are going to happen. And what do you have to do? You have to prepare for that. You know, I know at my house, we have to clean. My husband, Ron, happens to be here in the room with me, and he knows all about cleaning when we're having guests coming.
He's laughing very silently back there, because we told him he had to be quiet during the interview.
But you know, we do have to clean, and we have to get ready for that special guest that's coming.
Make room.
For Advent, we're that special guest we're preparing for, of course, it's Jesus. And we have to clean ourselves up a little bit, you know? So Advent is really a season not only of waiting, but of reconciliation, of a time to kind of review, you know, what things do I need to repair in my life? What things do I need to make better and so forth? What do I need to confess that, you know, is something that needs to change about how I live my life? And it's almost like making a resolution. And guess what? The first day of Advent, the first Sunday of Advent, is actually New Year's Day.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that, you know, so we need to be starting to think about our New Year's resolutions, the new year of the church
right.
year.
The liturgical year begins every year the first Sunday of Advent. And, you know, the readings change at your Sunday Mass. You know, there's a whole new feel. We're going to experience...
The vestments change.
The vestment colors change.
Yep, from green...
Yeah.
From green and ordinary
purple.
To purple, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and a little pink, a splash of pink in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
our guest today is Sandra Hartlieb. She's actually the director of adult formation there, faith formation at St. Lawrence Parish.
Saint Lawrence.
I forgot to mention that as we got started, so you have a great depth of knowledge. And what I want to get into is give us some tips to prepare for Advent. So, if you're just in the home, it always happens when Thanksgiving comes around. Hopefully, when this year it is right after Thanksgiving is the first Sunday, so you got to get your act together early.
Right.
So, what are some of the things that
right.
people can do as a family or as individuals to prepare either their home mm-hmm. and their heart
yeah.
for Advent?
Yeah,
you actually brought props. This is great.
I did. Well, these are our Advent props. These are what we could do during Advent. I think before Advent, we can just remind ourselves not to rush the season, you know, and let it take its time. Let it unfold for us. You know, like I said earlier, it is a season of waiting, and we want to savor that. You know, I'm one, and again, I'll point to my husband, I love surprises. And I can hardly wait. I get so excited, you know, because there's a package there and I can't wait to get it opened and everything. So, and that's what we often do when we're thinking about Christmas coming. We can't wait and we rush it.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to just rip those packages open. We want to do everything and make it be Christmas on December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so many people... On December 26th, they're tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is over. Everything is gone. Okay, but really, we have a whole other Christmas season following Christmas Day. So each season, you should savor. You know, spend that time enjoying that particular season. And during Advent, it's like a countdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and who doesn't like a countdown?
Exactly.
You know, and so, yes,
you know,
Gordon.
A lot of people... think about fast and abstinence during Lent, but is that appropriate during Advent?
It absolutely is. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's if you're preparing your heart, you're preparing your soul to accept Jesus anew. It's brand new. You know, Jesus coming to us brand new. We can remember, why did Jesus come? Okay, and what did John the Baptist say? When he announced, prepare ye the way and repent. So we do have to think of that. We have to think of repairing our souls just a little bit. So fasting, abstaining from meat, you know, pick a day. It doesn't have to be a Friday. Pick a day to abstain, even from whether, you know, maybe it's not meat, maybe it's some other kind of juicy delight that you love. Abstain from that.
How about technology for a day?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, yeah.
It'd be hard to do.
It'd be very hard to do. But we need to sacrifice a little. You know, we have to think about how Jesus sacrificed for us. So let's sacrifice a little for his sake during that beautiful time of Advent. Yeah.
We have a couple minutes left in the first half of the show, and I want to make sure that we get to some of the props that you brought. They're small.
Well, There are so many rituals, prayer rituals, that have been developed over the centuries of Christianity. Everyone's probably very familiar with the Advent wreath.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a way of counting down. There are four candles, so there are four Sundays of Advent, and you light one more candle each week, and it's like the light grows.
Yeah.
Because we're anticipating the coming of the light of the world. One of my favorite, though, is called the Jesse Tree. And I actually use that. I teach RCIA. I teach a number of other adult classes. And I use the Jesse Tree to teach salvation history.
And I got to say, I have a Jesse Tree, too. And I thought my Jesse Tree was really elaborate, but hers is even more elaborate than mine. So I'm, like, really jealous here in a nice way, right?
I have lovely little wooden ornaments. With a picture, the first one that you would put out on December 1st is for creation. And you know what I do?
What is on there?
Can I
describe that a little bit?
On my creation ornament, there's like a globe with a picture of the world there. Showing the land and the water that, God created. And on the back of the ornament is some scripture verses, Genesis 1:1, John 1:1-3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, Colossians. So you can, when you put that, here's what we do. You know, people want to put their Christmas tree up. I have family members who it's a tradition to put their Christmas tree up the day after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can kind of satisfy that hunger, and we put up a 3-foot Christmas tree in the front window with a little one string of lights on it, but we decorate it each day with our Jesse Tree ornament.
And what's so cool about that is you can do that. You can get your kids involved in that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You can even make them as you go along,
exactly.
If you need to. They can be really simple. They can just be printouts.
You know, there are all kinds of patterns that you can find. Google it.
Yeah.
You know, just put in Jesse Tree. Jesse, of course, is the father of David, who became King David. So we're remembering in these different ornaments, we're remembering people who came through the Old Testament, who were the foreshadowing of Jesus Christ to come to us. And each day we tell a little bit of the story, you know, and it's almost like a chapter book. You know, don't you like to, okay, so you tell chapter one, and then it's almost a cliffhanger, and then, okay, but you have to wait until tomorrow to hear the next part. So each day we're going to add an ornament. I have one that's for Ruth. Did you know there are four women in the genealogy, listed in the genealogy of Jesus? There are more than four, but there are four women, and Ruth is one of them. And Ruth became the mother of Obed. Obed became the father of Jesse. Jesse became the father of David. So you can tell that story when you put that ornament on the tree. And, you know, if you have kids, they're going to just delight, I think. When we had kids in our household, right now our household consists of my husband and myself. But when we had kids, even when we've had our grandchildren come over, you know, and we put the ornaments on the Jesse tree and tell each story day by day, the anticipation builds. And that, again, is what Advent is all about. Building that anticipation to the big day.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the sisterhood drama. So that introduction of Ruth was a perfect segue for that second half. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
At Catholic Radio, we love to hear from you. Call us anytime. Just recently, we found this message on our voicemail.
I'm a non-Catholic that listens to your Catholic radio station, and I just wanted to thank you guys. I listen to Catholic Answers and Al Cresta sometimes, and I think her name's Teresa Tommy. I listen to her and another show or two. I appreciate it.
Call us at 317-870-8400 and let us know what you're thinking.
I just called to say, even though I'm not a Catholic, I listen to your station.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a website, catholicradioindy.org, with access to great Catholic resources, including podcasts of all our local programming, podcasts that have been downloaded from all 50 states and over 40 countries on 6 continents. Yes, we are Catholic Radio Indy, but thanks to your support, we're taking the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Gordon Smith and I are in the studio, and we're also in the studio with our guest, Sandra Hartlieb. We talked to her the first half about Advent, and the second half we're going to be talking about Sisterhood, which is a very cool ministry that you have created, and you are an actress as well, many talents. So Tell us what Sisterhood is. It says rooted in the Word. So This is not a fly-by-night organization.
Thank you so much, Bridget. Actually, Sisterhood started about in 1998 with my sisters.
Oh.
And that's how we got our name, Sisterhood. My family, I have a huge family, 9 siblings, and we're a very dramatic family. Of course, you had to be, you know, when you had to compete with all these other people in the room. So two of my sisters and I had been talking for years about doing some kind of a drama, acting, getting ourselves out on stage, because that's what we really wanted to do. I have a theater degree, and so I've done that kind of all my life. But at any rate, the three of us decided, well, let's do that. Everybody write a script. And we'll come together and see what we've got. The three of us all wrote a script about a biblical woman.
Oh my gosh, that's cool.
And we thought, maybe this is the direction we are being called to go to. So we did indeed. And when we say rooted in the Word, our script is Scripture. We can follow, we can tell a story. We like to take a character out of the Bible and tell the story of that person, but use the words of Scripture. One of my favorite ones to do is the Samaritan woman, the woman at the well. And I've done that on Sunday during Lent at a couple of different churches in place of the reading of the gospel of the Samaritan woman. And there was one occasion when the priest didn't know me very well, but it heard that I was supposed to do this in place of him reading the gospel. So I'm out in the, going down the middle of the aisle, portraying in costume, speaking as the Samaritan woman. And the priest remained at the ambo looking at the gospel book. Now, that was at the first Mass. We had 4 Masses that weekend. The other remaining Masses, he sat down in his seat because he saw and heard that my script followed the Scripture. And that's what we want to do with this ministry. We want to bring the Scripture to life, make you feel like you're right there. You're part of the group that is hearing this story, this woman who, to me, she's an absolute wonderful evangelist. We have taken this ministry all over the Midwest, and we do a lot of, we have done in the past, prison ministry. We haven't been able to go in the prison since COVID. But on one occasion, we were at the Indiana Women's Prison, and the Samaritan woman was one of the pieces that we did.
I bet that was powerful.
It was powerful because, and often you don't see, you plant a seed and you don't see the harvest. The Holy Spirit let us see the harvest this particular day. A woman whose name is Carla came to me afterwards and she said, I want to be like that woman. And I said, really? Why? And she said, I want to meet Jesus. I want to change my life. And I want to tell other people about him. And I thought, wow, that's what we wanted to see happen. That's what the whole purpose of Sisterhood Drama Ministry is about.
So you also do something called Mary's Treasure.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Oh, my goodness. I would love to take Mary's Treasures to churches in our area. It's a beautiful Advent program. I know it's probably might be too late to plan something for Advent. It's also a beautiful Lenten program, but any time of the year, because Mary's story is Jesus' story. In this particular script, what I have done is compiled some objects. I love show and tell.
Yeah,
Mary does a show and tell.
Yeah, you brought props today, so that's one of your featured
things. I love
things.
It. Mary has a trunk, a little chest that she opens up as she invites people into her home. The setting is later in her life when she lives in Ephesus with the Apostle John. And as she takes objects out of her chest, like a strip of swaddling cloth, she tells the story of her son. She takes out a goblet that she picked up off the table after his last Passover. She has a beat-up, dirty sandal that fell off his foot as he walked the road to Calvary. And as Mary takes these treasures out of her chest, she's able to share the story of her son. So that's what that particular drama is about.
And there's something about art and fiction that really does touch us in a way that maybe, I don't know, maybe other mediums of communicating the gospel, you know, mm-hmm. it's just a different way, and it will reach someone that maybe will not reach this person, but that presentation of right. Mary and the treasures would touch mm-hmm. a person in a way that another way of communicating would not.
Yeah, I think you're right. I have always been a advocate for using the arts to teach. Like I said earlier, I teach adult faith formation at St. Lawrence. I've also taught in a number of youth groups throughout my career, basically. Mm-hmm. And using the arts, using drama, using visual arts, using dance, using song, any of those expressive things that we have where we can use all of our senses really, to me, helps solidify a story, solidify an idea for whoever is receiving that. And if you can hear a story is one thing. If you can be a part of a story is another whole element to internalizing that.
So what are some of the other women of the Bible that you portray, or sisters, so to speak, loosely,
right,
sisters,
right,
loosely.
Right. Well, I mentioned the Samaritan woman, and I do a workshop with all of these. With the drama, the ones that I'm doing currently are monologues, so just myself. But there's a workshop or an experience that follows them. And
to kind of break open the word and have
break
a deeper
it open
reflection.
And have people interact with me, interact in small groups and so forth. With Mary's treasures, we do, what does Mary teach us? You know, Mary teaches us to take a leap of faith. Mary teaches us to always do whatever Jesus tells us to do. So the other ones that I'm currently offering, the Samaritan woman, it's called Holy Boldness, and it teaches us.
We all need that
we
right
need
now.
It. But it teaches us about discipleship, and what is a disciple, and what are some of the things that are required. You have to leave something behind. If you remember the story of the woman at the well, she left her water jar to go forth and tell others. I have another one that's called The Kind of Faith That Walks on Water, which is Peter's story, but I tell it as Peter's mother-in-law.
Mm.
And, you know, mother-in-laws have a little different point of view.
And I bet you have fun with that.
I have a lot of fun with that. You know, I do some Old Testament women, you know, but these three right now, Mary's Treasures, Holy Boldness with the Samaritan Woman, and The Faith That Walks on Water with Peter's mother-in-law, are the three that I have in my repertoire right now. Mm-hmm. So that I'd like people to know about. And I'd love to come to your church and present one of these to you.
How do we get a hold of you? Where can we find you?
I think Bridget is going to tell you my, I have a phone number and a email that you can reach me by. We also have a Facebook page for Sisterhood Drama that you can go there.
Yeah, so if you go to Facebook, we will link that up with the podcast too. So if you go to the podcast on this show by going to CatholicRadioIndy.org and then click Faith in Action, you go to this show and then the podcast will have the Facebook link. Or if you're on the Facebook platform, you can just go to Sisterhood and you'll be able to find it. So what has it been like for you, Sandra, to do this? I mean, how has it impacted, I guess, your faith in sharing this with others?
You know, it's really been remarkable, and I get a little bit emotional about it, because portraying women from the Bible has allowed me to really dig into the Bible, to learn about people who are ordinary, but they're caught in extraordinary situations. And you know, I can kind of apply that to myself when I think about all of the joys and the blessings that I and my sisters have received, like the one I told you about, Carla. We've also been to Africa with our ministry. And to have people, you know, be impacted by something that we do through drama, it's just a true blessing. It really is.
And as you were talking, I was thinking about how John Paul II really did kind of bring that back, you know, mm-hmm. remind us about, you know, drama and using the arts, you know, to communicate.
He was an actor.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
To communicate the gospel. And as you were talking about that, I was thinking about how he kind of created a new renaissance for us. Mm-hmm. We're out of time. Our guest today has been Sandra Hartlieb, adult director of formation, faith formation at St. Lawrence, and also actress at Sisterhood Dramas. So thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you, Bridget. It's just been a delight to be here.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. This program is underwritten in part by the Indiana State Knights of Columbus. If you have suggestions for topics or guests for this program, contact Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org. That's Bridgid at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.